Friday's long 2.5-hour disposition hearing dwelled almost more on the original hunting incident over a year and a half ago than last fall's fraudulent acceptance of benefits. Park Myers III told public defender Kevin Higgins that he was earlier ordered to pay back $1,500, though it is unclear exactly how much he originally accepted.
So you admit that you violated your probation?
Yes.
Did you pay that money back?
Yes, I did. Immediately.
Immediately?
Yes.
Myers took the stand twice Friday, looking pale and his hair cropped short. He suggested the theft of benefits partially stem from a series of reporting and communication snafus with the State Department of Labor. Myers and his wife lost their jobs after he was named in the wolf and bear shootings, and he says they're now bankrupt.
What kind of assets do you have?
Now?
Yes.
Nothing. I have a car.
What do you mean? What do you mean nothing?
We have sold everything that we've had to pay our attorney.
Me?
No, sir. The attorney we had before.
Myers says he was not wolf hunting and had a .22 caliber rimfire cartridge for ptarmigan while scouting for trapping season. In an unusual move, those who claim some sort of impact were allowed to make their own statements. Nature writer and photographer Nick Jans earlier counted $40,000 in annual income stemming from the black wolf called Romeo. But sales of the book, Glacier Wolf, have since dried up.
I represent many people of Juneau, Alaska, and I ended up in this position trying to give those people voice. And all attempt I had was to gain standing somehow so that the people of Juneau could be given voice.
So do you not feel that you're a victim anymore?
I certainly do. Okay. I'm one of many.
But it wasn't just about the money. Filmmaker and former game board member Joel Bennett called Myers mean-spirited and malicious. Bennett, here in a statement read by Jans, described in an encounter that his dying wife had with the black wolf.
She was able, with great effort, to regularly walk her ski to the edge of the lake and observe Romeo. He was the last wild thing of beauty and inspiration that my wife ever saw. What Park Myers killed had kept another human being alive longer.
Among some of the underlying threads throughout the whole case include suspicions that Myers' former defense attorney and the former district attorney were not being entirely truthful when they both stated earlier that Myers had no criminal history. Such infractions for contributing to delinquency of a minor, although some time ago and unrelated to hunting, could have been a factor in the recent sentencing in the poaching case. Critics of Myers also think there's evidence suggesting that both Myers and hunting partner Jeffrey Peacock planned the taking of the black wolf and that Peacock boasted about the kill when he returned to work at a print shop in Pennsylvania. Current District Attorney Dave Brower argued that a sentence agreement be approved and Myers go to jail for 30 days.
So that wolf became an icon, for lack of a better term, for this community. And when someone killed it, people were upset, and that's understandable.
But public defender Kevin Higgins says it's already gone way too far, especially with other allegations lobbed at Myers, whether substantiated or otherwise.
When you have a wolf named Romeo, and you have a writer who has identified Shakespeare as one of his influences, and said Shakespeare is all about simple stuff, and you have a case with facts like these, it's hard not to be reminded of, as many people have reminded me of, The Merchant of Venice. And the people who want their pound of flesh, no matter what the cost.
Myers maintained until the very end that it was not premeditated.
Not that it should matter, it doesn't make it any less wrong, but I do not believe that the wolf that we killed was Romeo. He weighed 72 pounds. We weighed him.
District Court Judge Keith Levy says there was not enough evidence presented that Myers and Peacock actually sought out or targeted the wolf.
I don't think that the fact that this wolf may or may not have been a particular wolf, and I know some people feel absolutely certain that it was Romeo, that in itself, if somebody inadvertently shot that wolf, I don't think that in itself is a justification for changing the way I look at the case.
Myers was to report to Lemon Creek Correctional Center Sunday evening to begin serving his sentence. The clock has been reset for his 2-year probationary period. Myers also must still pay fines and restitution from the original hunting violation. He was ordered to pay $6,600 total during the previous sentencing hearing in November, but a figure of $7,500 was used on Friday. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.